What angels are doing today? Today, as in the days of the apostles, heavenly messengers are seeking to comfort the sorrowing, protect the impenitent, and win hearts to Christ. Angels are constantly bearing the prayers of the needy and distressed to the Father above and bringing hope and courage to the children of men. These angels create a heavenly atmosphere about the soul, lifting us toward the unseen and the eternal. Only by spiritual vision can we discern heavenly things. The spiritual ear alone can hear the harmony of heavenly voices. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. God commissions angels to guard his chosen ones from the pestilence that walketh in darkness and the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Angels have talked with men as a man speaks with a friend and have led them to places of security. Again and again have the encouraging words of angels renewed the drooping spirits of the faithful. Angels labor untiringly in behalf of those for whom Christ died. Joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons, which need no repentance. A report is borne to heaven of every effort to dispel darkness and spread abroad the knowledge of Christ. The powers of heaven are watching the warfare which God's servants are carrying on. All the heavenly angels are at the service of the humble, believing people of God. Remember that every true child of God has the cooperation of heavenly beings. Invisible armies attend the meek and lowly ones who believe and claim the promises of God. Angels that excel in strength stand at God's right hand, all ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation.